We're speaking with Eric Goldstein, CEO of UJ Federation, and they cover a lot of groups in New York, around the world, whether it's education, poverty programs, supporting Israel, so many different items on Eric's plate. I know UJ Federation is not political. However, you can't avoid being mired in politics. Let's look at the Israeli Day Parade. You have groups that are saying, you have groups that are marching that support BDS, and how could you have that march in the Israeli Day Parade, and some of them even threatened to boycott marching? How do you deal with that? What's going on?
I think it's important to put the parade in context. The parade is the largest unity event in celebration of the State of Israel anywhere in the world, the largest. And anyone who marches in the parade agrees to sign a declaration that they support a Jewish and democratic Israel and that they oppose global BDS. We are in consultation with the Council General's Office of the State of Israel, Ido Aharoni, have been in frequent contact, and State of Israel very emphatically believes that we should allow all of those who currently march to march, that it would cleave our community in half if we were to start excluding certain organizations, either left or right, and that it is critically important that the parade not be the battleground for all of this vicious politics that's going on left and right. We are an organization that seeks to represent the entirety of the Jewish community, and one of our primary goals is to maintain a sense of unity across people. Even if we don't agree, we have to learn how to respectfully disagree, and the government of Israel, Council General's office, very much emphatically want us to allow all of these groups to continue to march, and it's my fervent hope that we will not cleave our community in half and have a situation where the parade is the victim of this increasing polarization of our community.
And you say working in tandem with the Israeli government to make sure everything is in step with them.
That is correct.
But there is a battleground for BDS on college campuses. We spoke about Jewish education, about yeshivot. But if you're a college kid and you're Jewish, and I don't care if you're in Columbia or Barnard or New York City, exists there. They just recently had BDS week where Jewish students were uncomfortable. It was not even another side. You have college campuses across the United States where BDS and anti-Israelism is rampant. What can we do? What is UJA doing on for campus?
We have dramatically increased our dollars onto campus, particularly this year. We recognized that with the war in Gaza, that campus was going to be a difficult place this year, and more of our resources are going to support Jewish students on campus. It is a critical battleground today, not only in New York, but across the country. My expectation is that our focus on supporting Jewish students on campus will continue to increase as time goes forward.
Because you have a lot of Arab groups, pro-BDS, for spending a lot of money. I don't know what the numbers are, but I know they're astronomical. Is there any way we can compete with the money that's being thrown about against Israel on campus?
We are trying to be smart and coordinate a lot of activities, anti-BDS activities that are taking place on campus. There are a lot of organizations that are involved, but they don't always talk with each other. And I think the goal going forward is to use our resources in the smartest, most efficient way so that we can do the best we can to combat the strong BDS forces that are on our campus today.
Before I spoke about the slogan of the UJ Federation is We Are One. I'm looking at a brochure on your desk. It's changed. Perhaps you'll tell us about Tov Beyachad.
Our current slogan is Good Together, Good Together. And we have an initiative called Tov Beyachad, Hebrew for Good Together, which is designed to promote and actually bring awareness, as we were talking about, to the Orthodox world about all of the work that UJ has been doing to support the entire Jewish community, but also very much within the Orthodox community.
How do you propose to do that?
Well, we've been outreaching to many shuls in the community to basically say, do your chesed opportunities through our existing network of agencies. We have such wonderful agencies, you know, Met Council, Masfia, you know, Jewish Board of Family and Child Services. See the work we're doing, work with us, and it will be a great way of opening the eyes of the community to the work we've been doing for many, many years.
You've been at the helm of UJ Federation. Everybody that has a leadership role has a vision for where they want to see the organization go. Your vision, where do you want to see UJ Federation grow under your tutelage?
Look, I think that we need to continue to be a safety net. I think we're the closest thing we have today to a global kahila. There to identify and address the needs of the Jewish community both locally and nationally and globally. And I think we need to always be there to address the needs of the community, broadly stated. And I think we need to make a compelling case to a new generation, both younger people but also all Jews, about how vital UJ Federation is to our community. And it's my hope to bring that message both more broadly across the community but also to the new generation to say, here's why in an age where venture philanthropy is a vogue, giving in a federated way to a collective that represents your community, that allows you to support the areas of need broadly in our community, is so important.
And I think yourself being Orthodox, you understand what it is to be a parent paying tuition, and you have multiple tuitions from what I understand, so you know the sensitivities, and I think that also is really helpful to help alleviate, which is my pet project, the plight of parents who are paying tuition in the New York area.
Very much so. I'm the parent of four yeshiva students, some of them now older and out of yeshiva, but it is a pretty dramatic impact out of one's earnings. I was a yeshiva president for a lot of years.
Which one?
Manhattan Day School, and sat on our scholarship committee, or at least reviewed the work of our scholarship committee to see how desperate the need is and how we need to be providing scholarship dollars more deeply into the school. So the people who are getting scholarship now entirely deserve and need it, but there's even more of a need that's not being met because of limited funds, and we need again to sensitize our community to change the responsibility for Jewish education in yeshivas, not simply being the responsibility of the individual parent, and we as a community really need to see this as our common obligation to ensure that every student is able to go and have a yeshiva education.
Eric Goldstein, CEO of UJ Federation, thank you for being part of our broadcast. We hope you join us again. It's important issues that affect all of us, and we appreciate you taking time out from your busy schedule.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being with you.
And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.